award was a leadership award from the administrator of the Small Business Administration, and it was based on a certain criteria, one being acceptable in all the scorecard measures, which asks for information on subcontracting and how we monitor a lot of the contract bundling that happens in the agency or doesn't happen in the agency, as well as meeting all five procurement preference goals. But I think the bigger thing that they look for is what does the agency do to outreach to small businesses through the year, and what do we do to promote small businesses to our procurement activities. And I think that's where GSA has a real commitment, because we have 11 regional offices that have small business offices that work with our contracting officers in those regions to make sure that they're utilizing small businesses and that they are mentoring small businesses in their community. And so I think that helped us excel as well.
And so, Ed, why don't you tell us in your area, IT, how those contracts support the small business person or the disabled veteran or the various groups that you have incorporated?
Yeah, I take some pride, and I have a belief that the portfolio of contracts that I manage as the Assistant Commissioner for Integrated Technology Services played a really, really big role with GSA meeting its goal. Now, let me be real clear, too. These contracts are available to the entire federal government. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my thought here is that because they are GSA contracts and we work together, we talk together, that GSA was a little bit more aware and a little bit more inclined to use these contracts. So what I want to do is just talk about those contracts so the rest of the federal government knows those contracts exist and maybe next year can hit these goals as well. So I'll start with our schedules contract. We sell $16 billion worth of IT products and services to the federal government. 80% of the vendors, approximately 3,000 vendors, are all small business. I'm sorry, 80% of 12,000. So that would be, you know, 80% of 12,000 vendors are in fact small businesses. So anybody can go to GSA Advantage, look up a product, look up a service, say, show me the small business into the particular category and find it. In addition to that, we have a portfolio of GWACs contracts that also are specifically targeted to small businesses. Now, number one and the most popular one we have is our 8A STARS contract. That's 200 8A businesses on contract. Agencies can do a directed order up to $3.5 million to a company they find on there. Since 2004, the federal government spent $2 billion worth of obligated funds to that contract. GSA itself has done $186 million. We've also got our Alliance Small Business Contract Award. Now, that's our most recent, our newest award. This is about, I think it's 60, a little more than 60 companies on Alliant, again, for IT business, specifically built around the federal enterprise architecture, relatively new, but we've already got $20 million of funds obligated through that contract. That brings us to our VETS, our service-disabled veteran-owned business contract. Again, about 50 small businesses who hold that contract, $318 million obligated by federal agencies to that contract since it began in 2007. Now, what I'll tell you is we're going to continue our commitment to the small business. We've got the solicitation for the follow-on to the 8A STARS contract just closed. We're reviewing those proposals. A lot of good competition, a lot of good companies there. And in relation to our recently partnership with DISA for our commercial satellite communication satellites contract, now that's where DISA and GSA are coming together to bring together the commercial satellite marketplace, save the government money, save the vendors money, make those services available, not just to DOD, but entire federal government, including state and local first responders. So really, really important. And one of the contracts we're going to do with that opportunity is strictly for small businesses. So we never forget the small businesses. We want contracting officers always to ask, again, within GSA and with the rest of the federal government, is there a small business that can do this job?
And, Mary, with all those contracts available, I guess the temptation for agencies is to maybe bundle them with just a few. Bundling sounds like a great efficiency move, but it's not something they should really do, is it, agencies that are buying?
Well, any time you're taking work away from a small business and putting it, you know, taking them together and giving them to a large business, it does create some efficiencies, but it certainly doesn't help the small business community or the agency in meeting those small business goals. And small businesses are the drivers of the economy, and we need to keep them busy and occupied and working to help stimulate the economy.
Yeah, especially now. I mean, yeah. Given the fact that small businesses are probably the ones that are having the most difficulty getting funding and getting additional monies. We're talking this morning to Ed O'Hare, Assistant Commissioner, GSA Federal Acquisition Service, and Mary Parks, GSA's Deputy Small Business Program Director. And so, Ed, let me ask you, how can other agencies get in on the action? Why do you think GSA, because as you say of your familiarity, is able to do this, but other agencies seem to fall short? How can you help?
Well, go to www.gsaadvantage.gov and look for a service, look for a product. It's got a search parameter there that says, show me just the small businesses. Show me the women-owned small business. Show me the 8A stars. You can go ahead and limit your search and find the vendors. And if it's a product, you go ahead and order it right then and there within the acquisition, the FAR regulations. So we make it pretty simple for agencies to find these vendors and
so
do business.
Can you venture a guess as to why they fall short?
Oh, no. I wouldn't
probably
dare.
Probably more reasons than the start.
No, again, I'll go more positive. I think GSA has been successful because, as you mentioned, familiarity in this case breeds success and not contempt.
And I was wondering about the state of small business itself. You mentioned there's 9,600 of the 12,000 vendors in the IT area are small. And maybe, Mary, you can join in here, too, on this question. And but yet we're also seeing that nationally small businesses in general are having difficulty getting access to capital and to loans to keep them going and maybe revolving credit. So do you have mechanisms to monitor the success and viability of the small businesses that are used by the government to make sure they can deliver when people place an order? Mary, you want to tell us that one?
Well, certainly. We always do responsibility checks and financial checks on any contracts that we award to make sure that we're awarding to a responsible small business and that they do have the assets to perform. We also have just started a mentor protege program at GSA where small businesses can mentor with a larger business to get some assistance in some of the areas where they may need some help. There are just a lot of opportunities for small businesses to succeed in the federal government if they utilize the assets and the training and the educational opportunities that are available either from GSA, from all the office of small businesses throughout the federal government.
And do you find that there's more interest now on the part of small businesses in becoming part of these contract services just because of the business climate out there today?
We have an awful lot of interest from small businesses wanting to do business with the government that maybe hadn't before because there are more opportunities in the federal government right now.
And I'll follow up on that. Again, our recent 8A Stars 2 solicitation just closed. There's a lot of interest.
And so would you say that it's any specific area or is it across the board?
Well, I do IT.
You're IT.
Right, exactly. But again, and Tom, to the 12,000 contracts, that's the entire GSA Schedules program, not just IT. So indeed, it's more than just IT. It's the entire portfolio of GSA contracts.
Yeah, in fact, some of the big businesses that you deal with are probably some of the ones you got to worry about the most. Like last year, you might have said, should we buy cars from General Motors? Because there was a question of whether they'd be around, but they made it.
Speaking of large businesses, our commitment goes beyond just having the specific contracts for small businesses. Let's take our Alliant, other than small, our Alliant large contract. There's a requirement in there that the large businesses subcontract 50% of the work to small businesses. So the commitment goes beyond just prime contracting. We embed terms and conditions within our large contracts to bring small business and give them those opportunities.